This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, coming up later, how you can take the chance to bring a bit of joy and creativity to 2026 by taking part in the Abbey Flyers Community Art Project. But first, again and again, we see how helping people and the environment so often go hand in hand. Think about walking and cycling rather than driving. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions, but also helps our physical and mental health. Or perhaps think about planting trees. They soak up pollutants, which damage the climate, but also our lungs. And also perhaps things like replacing some meat that we eat with beans and pulses reduces the amount of land that's needed to produce our food. It's also great for our health. Win-win. And here's another one. Rather than throwing out pre-used uniforms, instead donating them to help those struggling to afford school uniforms. Step in the East Hearts Uniform Exchange. A bunch of former pupils take donations of unwanted school uniforms and use them to provide free uniforms to those in need. So let's hear from Leighton Bishop to find out where it all started.
So originally it was started off as a school project. When it was work experience day in secondary school, we all came to school. And if you didn't have a work placement, you'd have a school workshop hosted by external professionals. And the idea was that everyone would go into groups and create an idea for a charity or a non-profit. And the idea was that this charity idea that you're creating, it could be started from tomorrow or the end of the week, or, you know, the week after that. So it was a quick starting idea. And ultimately, we created the idea of free school uniforms, which was obviously, we were still in school at the time, so we could see the effects it had on people. And we came second in the contest, but we still got the same chances as the winners. And then from there, we won the funding for the idea and took it on from there.
Fantastic. Well, I mean, that sounds like a brilliant workshop that somebody was running there, and brilliant that such a good idea came from it. So why did you think at the time that uniforms were so important, and what did lack of uniforms, what effect do you think that it was having on your fellow pupils?
So when we created the idea, which was in the start of 2022, it was at the height of the cost of living crisis. And we as students knew how many times we'd go through a set of uniform PE socks, how many times we'd go through blazer nearly every year. And we knew the costs. And it took was that, you know, you look around schools and you could see that some of the students weren't as privileged to be able to afford the school uniform. And we knew other parents, obviously parents of friends, that weren't so privileged to be able to afford them. And we could actually see, you know, the effects it has not only on the parents who necessarily can't afford them, but also the students that it has in terms of the fact that students who get detentions for not having the correct uniform, 10-minute break detentions, missing their break, missing their lunch because of ultimately things that are out of their control.
Wow. And you've described on your social media that having a uniform is your access to education, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. So ultimately, if a student is constantly getting detentions, constantly getting told off for not having the right uniform, their attitude to learning is obviously going to go down further along as they're getting told off. Because if you go to school and you're spending most of your time getting told off for not having the correct uniform, you're quickly going to learn that that student's not going to enjoy school that much and will start to affect their learning.
Yeah, indeed. Well, that is very sad to hear. And do you think that it's a common problem? Is it still a common problem?
Yeah, it's definitely a common problem. Obviously, when we first started 2022, cost of living crisis were all-time high, but the effects are still, you know, the issues and the problems are still here. East Hertfordshire, typically people look at it as a quite affluent area. However, if you look beyond that, there is definitely people that need helping throughout. And it's definitely a big issue. We still see record numbers of people asking for our help. And it's definitely an issue that shouldn't be ignored. It shouldn't be brushed under the carpet because it's still very much a big problem.
Yeah, indeed. As you say, plenty of Hertfordshire can seem very well off, but there are certainly pockets of deprivation in virtually all societies. So can you tell us from that workshop that you held at school to where you are now to the East Hearts Uniform Exchange, how does the whole thing work? What happens?
So ultimately, it's a fairly simple process, realistically, in terms of getting uniform. If someone contacts us through social media, so we're on Facebook, Instagram, we've got email, or even in an event, we're holding a pop-up shop, someone come up to us and can we have uniform, but ultimately I can't take it home today. Either, depending on your preference, we'll send you an email or you can contact us and ask what you need. And then we'll go into our storage and we'll see if we have it. And then we'll send you an email when's ever the best time to drop it off, because we can either do collection or we can obviously drop it off to you. Obviously, we've just got to be aware that items we do have does vary depending on donations, because we are solely a donation run organization. So sometimes the items that are there are not always there. But as soon as we get the items back in stock, we always send an email to the person saying that we've got this. Do you still need it?
Okay. So you rely on people needing your services to get in touch with you?
Yeah. So obviously, we also advertise on community pages and on social media saying, if you're in need of school uniform, please get in touch. We also have posters and flyers out around the area.
And how about as far as receiving donations of uniform? How does that work?
In terms of receiving donations, it's fairly a similar process where we ask online and both in person through when we hold events or on the flyers saying that we're in need of this and this uniform. And if people have it available, they can contact us through the methods previously said, and we can either pick it up from you or you can drop it off. It's all about over preference. We try to make it as easy to donate as possible for the person donating uniform.
And do you try to keep a good stock of uniform in supply? Did you have a big storage space for this?
Yes, so we have a fairly large storage space where we try to keep, obviously, as much uniform as possible without making it difficult for other people to get school uniform. So we have a fairly large supply of uniform.
Yeah,
season dependent as well.
Okay, so you said that you think there's a big demand for your services. Are you able to meet that demand, do you think?
We're definitely able to meet majority of the demand. However, when the season starts, so August is usually our biggest month in terms of demand, and sometimes the uniform demand is sometimes too great for even our ability.
So definitely worth keeping in mind if we have spare school uniforms, as you say, particularly when children are just about to go back to school. So what we've spoken about so far is mainly school uniforms, but of course kids don't just need uniform for that, do they? We've talked about uniforms being, you know, what's needed to actually get into education. There's lots of different things. Things like football clubs and going to guides and scouts. Are you able to help with things like that?
Yeah, we're definitely able to help things like that, in terms of especially with football clubs and sport athletic clubs and like that. Our main focus is school uniforms. However, when people are in need, if people do come to us with clubs such as football or brownies or scouts, we do try our best to find a uniform for them.
So could you tell us the geographical area that you cover at the moment?
At the moment, it's particularly East of Hertfordshire in terms of Bishop Stortford, Sawbridge Worth, Much Haddon, that area of Hertfordshire. However, in the future, as our work progresses, we are looking to expand westwards in Hertfordshire and hopefully be able to cover a larger area.
Well, that is really good to hear. So if we live in those areas and we've got things like school uniform, we can obviously donate unwanted school uniform to you, but do you also need financial donations as well?
Yes. So unfortunately, as much as we try to make it, nothing in the world is free. So we do have running costs, which means that donations are vitally needed. So things like storage costs, transport, information. So when we try to give out information booklets, we all need to find a way of funding it So donations, any amount is hugely appreciated. If it wasn't for the very grateful people, we wouldn't be able to carry on the work we do.
And obviously there's huge benefits in what you do for the people you're able to provide uniform for. Are you also conscious of the fact that you're doing a good thing for the environment as well, helping to keep unwanted uniforms out of landfill?
Yeah, so obviously we're very conscious about the materials we use. So most of the stuff, where possible, we use recycled items and goods, because ultimately, in a world of fast fashion, fast moving trends, a lot of clothes do go to landfill, and a lot of items do go to the dump, where they can actually be recycled, actually be given a whole new life, and ultimately continuing the lifespan of the item.
Indeed. And in doing so, as you say, help children who otherwise might have a much more negative experience of education. Well, it's great to hear about the good work that you're doing, Leighton, and we look forward to hearing about further expansions in the future. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to speak.
I was talking there to Leighton Bishop of the East Hearts Uniform Exchange. I'll make sure I pop a link to their website into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. The Abbey Line is the railway line running between St Albans Abbey Station and Watford, and its single train, the Abbey Flyer, passes some great wildlife areas along the way. Your creative inspiration is needed to help celebrate the bird life along the Abbey Line in a new community art project. Called Abbey Flyers, it's being coordinated by Aisha Addy of the Collective Art Gallery. I spoke to Aisha and asked her why she thought that the bird life of the Abbey Line would make a great subject for an art project.
The bird life of the Abbey Line, which runs from Watford Junction Station all the way to the Abbey Line in St Albans, is an interesting place. It's an interesting place from an environmental kind of point of view, being that there's actually a trail that's 9 miles from both stations that you can walk on, and you get to kind of take in the countryside and the Colne and the Ver Valley. So it's a really interesting place. And there's lots of wonderful wildlife there, including birds, which are the subjects of our upcoming community art project.
So it should be a rich source of inspiration for us. So how do we take part in what you're calling the Abbey Flyers project?
Yes, absolutely. Well, the Abbey Flyers project, as we say, is this community art project. It's open to everyone, no matter what age you are, irrespective of what kind of expertise that you have. So whether you're an artist or not, you can take part. And the way to do that is to go onto our website, which is www.collectivegallery.co.uk, where you can find more information, you can read about the project, and you can download an application form.
Marvellous. And are you looking for great works of art? Do we have to be accomplished artists to take part in this?
No, as I mentioned briefly earlier, it's for everyone. You know, it doesn't matter what age you are, whether you're artistic or not. You can take photographs, you can paint, you can draw. It's really anything that you'd like, but we'd like you to focus on birds that can be found on that particular trail between Watford and St Albans.
And what are you planning on doing with these pieces of art? Is it a competition or...?
It's not a competition as such. There's not going to be any clear winners. We are going to have a panel that's going to select some of the... Well, there'll be images, because we're asking participants to upload their images to us or send them to us. So we will take a selection of those and display them at both railway stations. And the other entries, all of the entries, will be available to see on our online gallery on our website.
Marvellous. So if we were to take place, we'd be able to see our picture displayed as part of a community gallery, I suppose.
Absolutely, yes. That's exactly it.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful opportunity for all of us, really. Do something a little bit creative in 2026. So you've said that we can submit our pictures online, but for people who've not been creative for a while, how would you get started with a project like this?
I think if you have an interest in the birds and wildlife and you have an interest in art, it is just a matter of just starting. just starting somewhere. It doesn't matter how small it is. Maybe it's a rough outline you might draw. Maybe you might take one photograph, and maybe you'll take a couple more. So I would say just give it a go. Try your best. There's never any wrong ways to do these kind of things. It's more about what you like and what you want to show other people.
Okay. And how about, you say give it a go. If we give it a go and then think, oh, actually, I can do better than that, can we submit multiple applications?
Up to 3 images per application. Because, of course, we have to go through. We want to give as many people as a chance of, you know, being part of this project. So we're going to limit it to 3 entries per person.
Okay. And can you just say, when you're selecting the images that will be shown at the stations, what will you be looking for? That might help us just in thinking about what we might submit.
Well, submissions are open from now until the 26th of February, and then we'll be like selecting after that. So I think what we're primarily looking for is just interesting, fun, you know, images, photographs, paintings, drawings. I would just say to everyone, just have a go. Just have a go and take part. It will be fun. It is fun. You know, creating anything is a fun experience to do, even if sometimes we do feel a little bit daunted. Once we actually get into it, you'd be surprised at how much joy you can get out of doing something like this.
Oh, well, that sounds like a wonderful message. It really does. Let's hope it brings joy to lots of people. Aisha, thank you so much for telling us about that today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Amanda, for having me.
I was talking there to Aisha Addy of the Collective Art Gallery. Needless to say, when getting inspiration for your artwork or taking photos, please stay safe and don't trespass on the railway lines. And also, keep your distance and don't disturb any wildlife that you do find. I'll put a link in the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. It's always good to hear from you. Via email, I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com, or look for Environment Matters on Mix92.6 on X and on Facebook. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.